We've arrived at Passion Sunday, and indeed we encounter a God who is passionately in love with us, so in love that he will endure humiliations and even death for our sake. What will we give him in return? Join me for a look at this Sunday's readings next on Breaking the Bread. Jesus says in this Sunday's Gospel, "All this has come to pass, that the writings of the prophets may be fulfilled." Indeed, we have reached the climax of the liturgical year, the highest peak of salvation history, when all that has been anticipated and promised is to be fulfilled. By the close of this Sunday's long Gospel, the work of our redemption will have been accomplished. The new covenant will be written in the blood of Jesus' broken body, hanging on the cross, at the place of the skull. In his passion, Jesus is counted among the wicked, just as Isaiah foretold. He is revealed definitively as the suffering servant the prophet announced, the long-awaited Messiah whose words of obedience and faith ring out in our first reading and psalm this Sunday. The taunts and torments we hear in these two readings punctuate the gospel as Jesus is beaten and mocked, as his hands and feet are pierced, as enemies gamble for his clothes, and as his enemies dare him to prove his divinity by saving himself from suffering. But he remains faithful to God's will to the very end. He does not turn back in his trial. He gives himself freely to his torturers, confident that, as he foretells in our first reading, "The Lord God is my help, I shall not be put to shame." Destined to sin and death as children of Adam's disobedience, we have been set free for holiness and life by Christ's perfect obedience to the Father's will. This is why God greatly exalted him. This is why we have salvation in his name. Following his example of humble obedience in the trials of our lives, we know we will never be forsaken. We know, just as the centurion today, that truly this is the Son of God. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535. 9535.